When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com and DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out. See what I've done for others. See what we can do for you at DrawYouAPicture.com. Also brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use the code PODNAME121 to get your next domain for $749 or save 10% on other services with code BLUE121. That's BLU121.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah!
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, episode 103, brought to you the week of April 6th. I'm your host, James, and my co-host from America's Hat is here. Trevor, how you doing, bud?
I don't know.
This is are there any zombies on your lawn, my friend?
Well, there's apparently a zombie on my bum, or there's a zombie peeing on my lawn.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. No, that was from the hit game that's not even released yet, Plants vs. Zombies, and it's coming out from PopCap. And I don't know anything about it, and I'm not endorsed by them, and I'm not endorsing them. I just like that song, so I played it.
But why did we have to? I mean, that's 3 minutes of my life. I'm never getting back.
It was actually 2 minutes and 39 seconds. But anyway, this is Nobody's Listening, and we always start with an opening story. But before we do, we have a special guest host in the third chair today. He is a friend of mine from back in the Dizzy, a guy that can confirm a lot of the stories that David and I have told over the years as absolute truth. His name is John Steinklauber. Welcome to the show, John.
Why, thank you very much. I appreciate the offer to be on the show
today.
How did
I know that you were going to do some bullcrap voice?
Well, I can't talk in my real voice because of all the stalkers, right?
Yeah, yeah. John is like a believable version of John, of Robin Williams, a very untalented version of Robin Williams. So you don't have to.
Untalented.
I didn't mean that as an insult, and I didn't mean to infer that Robin Williams was talented either, because all his voices sound like Robin Williams to me. But anyway, he's either Popeye or the genie. I don't know.
Or the Scottish dude.
I've never heard him do that one.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That was a Scottish lady.
Hello.
Hello. So, that was freaky.
Anyway, welcome. I'm glad you're here. We invited John on because Trevor said that he was quitting the show and had something important to do, like maybe his job. And
just after last week's fiasco, I decided, you know what? I don't need this. You know, I don't need the hate mail,
Well,
I haven't listened to last week's show yet. What happened?
Oh, no, we'll get to that. We always start with an opening story.
Okay.
James and Trevor, this is Nerd from the forums, and I would like to tell you about the night I was almost killed by a high-speed banana. So, I was at the L, stopping, waiting for a train in Chicago's West Loop the other night. The stop is situated between two halves of a freeway, which itself being between a university campus and some apartment buildings. I've been up there. I know what you're talking about. I was facing toward the university. After a while, I saw movement in the top wall overlooking the road. There was a park up there that was part of the campus, so I figured it was just some kids out for a late-night stroll. And then they suddenly created a Delta attack formation, and I saw they actually had a three-man water balloon slingshot. They began to fling something, and I didn't know what, over the road. I assumed toward the buildings on the other side. After a while, I lost interest because I couldn't see what was happening very well. No more than 30 seconds before the train came, I heard a slam against the wall above my right shoulder, and I felt something gooey splash against my neck. Turning around, I saw bits and pieces of a brain on the wall. I'm just kidding. Calm down. Yeah.
Okay.
It's zombie. It's zombie jokes.
I like your tricycle.
I saw bits and pieces of banana on the wall and on the ground. And on the back of my jacket. So apparently this guy has eyes in the back of his head. He's going to grow up and be my mom. Thank God I wasn't actually hit by that thing because it sounded like it was traveling pretty fast. The Renegades disappeared quickly after that, Matthew Sargent. Matthew, I think Renegades is a pretty strong word for banana hurlers, okay? You actually have to be having a bandolier of some kind around one of your shoulders to be a full-on renegade. A bandolier of bananas even, but just to have hurled one? I don't think so. We have two opening stories I'd like to say because they're both surprisingly were submitted this week and they're both slingshot related. So that's why this one made
it. The other one involves tomatoes then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
This one has brains.
Hey, James and Trevor, I have another quick camp story for you. When I was younger, I worked in the summer staff at our church camp. I had purchased one of those water balloon launchers that require up to three people to launch the balloons. Yeah, I think we're familiar with them by now. Thanks. On one of the other summer staff members and a volunteer was testing the launcher to see if it could launch a balloon all the way across the camp's small lake. There happened to be a week of 5th and 6th grade campers going on across the lake, and we were just standing there, and a couple of the boys noticed us, so they ran over to our side of the lake, and they were begging us to shoot a balloon at the friends across the lake. Although it was against my better judgment, I decided, hey, I'll launch one in their general direction and over their heads. It is important to note that there is a clear warning tag on the launcher about shooting the balloon at people because the balloons can reach speeds of up to 75 miles an hour, and I can confirm that that is absolutely true. We loaded the balloon into the pouch and pulled the straps and let it fly. Unfortunately, the balloon did not reach the altitude I had desired. To make matters worse, not only was the balloon not going to sail away over the kids' heads, one of the boys actually jumped in front of it to catch it. And he caught it all right, right in the middle of his gut. Ba-boom. Oh. Yeah. The impact of the balloon literally lifted the boy up off of his feet and knocked him backwards. The next day I was working in the kitchen and the kid came up and showed me this giant bruise in his torso. It's more like a cave, but,
badge of honor.
I love you, man.
Look what you did.
I came to camp to get Jesus and I got bruised. Anyway, both the other camp, I'm assuming it's a Christian camp because only Christians do stupid things like this. Everybody else, everybody else sneaks out to drink. This is the coolest thing we could do. That's bad. The other staff members and myself thought for sure that when the boy's mother showed up at the camp to pick him up, assuming that she would, that they were going to get fired. So I decided it would be a real good idea to meet the mom in person and try to explain things. Yeah, this is the same logic that kids have when they hurt one of their siblings. You know, we'll send somebody in to butter mom up. When the boy's mother pulled up to pick him up that Friday, the boy immediately ran out, lifted up his shirt and said, "Hey, mom, look at my chest and this big hole in it." I explained to the other mother, or to the mother, that was two moms. What had happened?
It was that kind of camp.
Yeah. I explained to the mother what had happened, and her response was, "Well, that's camp. Those things happen." I cannot tell you how relieved we were, and we immediately went and got the slingshot and did it again. No, I'm kidding.
Let's mark up some more kids.
Yeah, this is great. It went better than we thought. If we'd only known. Fred Connerly.
They forgave us.
Thanks, Fred.
Good one, Fred.
Thanks, Matthew. See, I told you it was a Christian camp. Speaking of Christian camp, this episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting. You know the old way to meet for business? It was over the phone.
Apparently John finds it hilarious.
I don't know how you made that a segue.
It doesn't work.
Christian camp at GoToMeeting.
Please don't delete me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just mute you. I was doing my thing. It's okay. Hey, you know the old way to do business meetings? It's over the phone or in person. The new, better way is to meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is like meeting in person, but much less time-consuming, less expensive, and you don't have to smell nice. Start a meeting with just a click. Everyone sees your computer desktop on their screen, and so they can follow along as you move from page to page. As long as you don't have any bad stuff bookmarked, you're okay. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product dominoes, or training sessions, or trick people into watching you play solitaire. Even collaborate on documents by sharing screens in real time. I've used GoToMeeting, and it is awesome, and you should try it out. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, but you must visit GoToMeeting/podcast. That is GoToMeeting/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for your help. And guys, go help yourself out and check out GoToMeeting, all right? We do have three other sponsors. Carrillo, thank you so much for your continued support. Dean, our second favorite guy, who's vying for first place with Carrillo. And Keith Teklitz, thank you so much for your continued support. If you'd like to sponsor GoToMeeting, then go do it, dadgummit. But if you'd like to sponsor NLCast, it's only $5, and you can do that at NLCast.com. Click on sponsor a show, and we'll read a message if you want us to. We'll pimp your blog or your eBay sales. So use us and abuse us. We don't mind. We're easy and cheap. $5. It's time for this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
It's time for weekly updates, and that's where we give you a little tidbit, a little story from the last 7 days or so. First of all, I just have to say the most dramatic thing that's happened to me this week wasn't the stomach flu that kept me up puking all night for like 12 hours. It was the backlash from our little April Fool's joke last week. John says he hasn't listened, but John.
Yes, so we're going to have to talk cryptically and all this.
Spoiler alert.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Spoiler. Anywho, I think he's figured out we haven't canceled the show, but yeah, we told everybody we were shutting down the show. And, and then but I couldn't keep it up. Thank God we didn't, because people would have hated us for real. But, I just have to apologize. Not really. I'm not going to, but here's a sampling of the hate mail. Hey James, I was in the midst of typing out a goodbye, thank you, etc. email to you because you told us you were ending the show. While I was getting ready to hit send, you broke the April Fool's line, and I'm so glad I didn't hit send. You punk. Have a great day, Stacy. Have a great day. Have a great life. That's what she should have said. Hey, James, I was so sorry to hear. I was so sorry to hear that this was your last podcast. I was so sad. I turned off my iPod. And not only did I didn't listen to the rest of your podcast, I plain turned off my iPod for the rest of the day. I've been listening to you for over 2 years, and I will really miss Nobody's Listening. But hey, I wish you all the best. I realize you had to make this choice for your best family's best interests. So with a tear in my eye, I bid you goodbye. And you too, Trevor, you're a terrific team. I'll keep you in my prayers, Kathy. All right, right back to Kathy. Kathy, please listen to the rest of the show. Turn it back on. Trust me, sweetie. Do it. And she writes back. She writes back. LOL, James and Trevor. I was April fooling you, sucker. I knew all along. That you were just doing some April 1st leg pulling. I knew what date it was when I was listening to your show. Broke you. And I was like, So I didn't know how to spell er. So I just put
you
a.
Canceled the show?
Yeah. This is just a joke. Because your mom told me to be nice to you when you're a little boy and I wasn't. So this is how I make up for it.
Thanks, James. You're the best.
I love you, man. Love you, too. Oh man. Okay. My real weekly update though is I got my wife finally playing a 360 game on the old 360. It's Peggle. And has anybody played Peggle? By the way, I'll take this opportunity to say hi to people in the chat room. We have 22 folks in there with us today. Let me read a few names and then I'll see if they play Peggle. I see Awesome 22, Captain's Cast, Concert Pianist, Entity Anomaly, Fake Life, Gamma, Lucas, Mother Unit, Norwegian, somebody I can't pronounce, and Sublime Gin, TG Cast. Hey, dude. Fake Life. How you doing, dude? He's a local guy. And then a bunch of Ustream lurkers. Welcome, one and all. Welcome. So, Peggle. Peggle. Check it out. Yeah, Peggle. Lucas loves Peggle. Well, anyway, Peggle's a great game. I'm not going to tell you about it. I don't want to spoil it for you like we did the last show. But she's playing it. And there's this unicorn that comes on. And my wife is notorious. She does not read things on the screen. She just wants to play the game. She likes Tetris. It's her favorite game. There is no text. You just play the game, and it's challenging. It's fun. She wants all games to be like that. I tried to get her to play, what's the game? Tell me. The gardening game. What is it?
Super Mario Brothers.
No. Poco Loco.
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. No. Rhinoplasty. What's
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. It's something to do with piñatas.
Viva Piñata.
Thank you. I tried to get her to play that. Game? There's a lot of text in that game that you have to read. She hated it. Okay. So she's playing, trying to play Peggle, and this unicorn comes up and he's like, hey, my name's Bjorn and blah, 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 blah. She cuts right through it. And then there's something else. And she doesn't even read the things about which buttons to push. She just wants to play. And later I asked her about that. And she's like, she's all ticked off by that point. She's like, I don't want to read no dumb text. When I saw that the unicorn almost hung up the thing. I don't want to hear your unicorn story. I don't want to save your unicorn friends. I just want to play the game. I thought that was the funniest thing I've heard. I don't care about your unicorn story or your dumb unicorn friends. I'm not saving
anybody.
I'm not
going to play that game either then. So, get it.
So anyway, that's my weekly update. By God. And I finally did silence Tiki. Tiki is silenced with duct tape. So I'm a true Southerner. I fixed Tiki the duct mouse with duct tape. So there you go. Who's next? Trevor?
He's the regular. Let him do it.
Yeah. John may fail us miserably. So
I'm working on it.
I'm not putting him in the middle because I might have to clip it out and it'd be odd.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be awkward.
It'd be like, hey, John, take a break, take and go. And then Trevor would be like, well, okay, so go.
Wow. let's see. Well, the reason why we
take your time, get your notes out. Sorry.
See, that's why I didn't want to go.
Why do I jump back every week? I mean, really, you know?
That's why I'm glad you're here. Because if it weren't you, him picking on it would be me, and that would hurt so bad.
Let's see. My first weekly update is there's butter on my head. I don't know why there's butter on my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why we have John on is because I was supposed to be flying out yesterday, and I'm not flying out till tomorrow, so I'm here, and I should be packing, but instead I'm doing a podcast, because that's how much I love you guys.
Yay.
Because I haven't even packed for the flight that's leaving in, like, 12 hours, you know, but Other than that, actually, I was wandering around today because I actually wrote in the show notes that I had really nothing except for about an hour ago. My best friend, Vern, was over for supper tonight, and he is a bachelor. He lives in his own, you know, by himself in his own place.
No, I'm sure his parents were married. Come on.
Bachelor.
Oh, my bad.
I just got it. Sorry.
Dude, I was like,
you ready to freaking die, doo-doo head?
Doo-doo head. Can you say that on this show?
I think so.
If he can say bachelor, you know.
So, yeah, tell us about your bachelor friend.
Well, plus I said, well, the other week there you ragged on me when I mentioned, you know, the person was condemned to a certain purgatory state.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
All right.
Can I keep going now?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys good or, you know?
Sorry, yeah, I'm sorry. I promise I won't say anything else.
Me neither. I will zip it.
Until it's my turn. Okay.
Anyway, bachelor dude, being a guy, has a certain method by which he runs his wash closets, so to speak, in the state in which he leaves his toilets. Mm. So he was over here. He left the toilet seat up, and my 4-year-old daughter went in to brush her teeth for before she went to bed tonight, and she looks at the toilet. She looks at Uncle Vern. It's not actually related, but we call him Uncle
Stalkers.
Vern.
Stalkers.
And she puts her hands on her hips in the most feminine, ticked off sort of look that she can.
Like she learned from Daddy.
That's Princess Daddy to you.
You guys.
So he she looks at him. She says, "Uncle Vern, we put the toilet seat down in this house." And she goes over and she slams the seat down.
Even Daddy sits down to go.
I was waiting for that.
Oh man!
No, Daddy lives in a house full of women, and Daddy knows better.
Mm. I'm there with you, bro.
That's he good. Wants to stay alive.
Yeah, my family's even. We got 2 girls and 2 guys. We're battling. Our thing is, me and the boy, we've decided, look, if you'll leave it up for us, you know, we won't pee on it. That's all we're saying.
I tried that argument once, and I totally lost. So,
well, your wife was like
good
this.
Good luck to you.
Lint liquor!
And it was over.
Where'd you get that? Did you record that from my house? How'd you do that?
I got new sound effects, baby boy. All right, John, go for it, man. What's your bring it, dude? What you got?
Yeah, my weekly update.
Your week update.
I have so many things that happened, and since I've never been on the show, I'm just gonna sit back and take the rest of the show to tell you about my week. And first thing,
see, that's good because maybe James will stop ragging on me for the length of mine after you're done with yours. That'll be good.
Well, he'll just not ask me to come back.
John, it was nice knowing you. See ya.
No, I actually bought an iPod so I could listen to the show, and that's the serious truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which kind? Did you buy a little cheapy one or did you get a beefy one?
I got a for real Apple iPod.
Wow.
And it was used. And I was going to pay $50 for it, but I actually wound up scoring it for free.
Well, I'm glad we're worth it, man. A free iPod.
But that was a while back, yeah. Well, you know, I am kind of
gen. It has buttons on it, and it has rabbit ears sticking out the back.
It's got solar power, man. And it's got a little handle, and you wind it. No, seriously, though. Oh, but anyways, I was listening to it at work, and I actually had the show on, somebody's calling me on the radio because we kind of use radios to talk to each other sometimes, and then I ran into the person in the hall, and he says, hey, didn't you hear me? I was trying to call you on the radio, and I said, no, I've got my iPod on, and I'm not listening. Get it? Because nobody's listening, and yeah,
drum sound. Come on, James.
What?
James?
What?
No, that's for real. You can't throw the drums in. That really happened, man.
Come on.
Hold on. I was working on it. I had something, but I've lost it. I should have loaded it. I was looking for one of those, believe it or not. But what I do have is this. Hold on. Here we go.
Thank you.
That's what it was. I'm trying to find. Krizzle. I'm trying to find what? Crickets, like some good cricket noises.
I was going
to
say, what was that? It sounded like crickets being thrown through a fan blade or something.
Being stepped on.
This is the sound of being stalked by somebody. That's what
Where's
that is.
Where's James live? Yeah. Is that his yellow house up there with the white shutters?
Yes, yes. I can see him clearly. I can see him clearly undressing through the open window.
Is that light on in his window? Is he?
Is the Book of the Dead on his desk? Yes.
Clean cast. Really? Clean cast. Come on.
All right. Yes. Hey. Speaking of clean cast.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no.
Time for the LBB of the week, and
worst segue ever.
Oh, well, dude, I am the king of segues. Okay, I'm the king.
I wasn't
segues.
Until my weekly update.
Oh,
you just like no,
yes, you were.
I see how it's going.
Oh, you're done when I say you're done.
No, you can go.
That's
if you
okay.
Need to.
I'll keep it. No, that's fine. It's fine.
I thought that was it for real.
I was gonna say, welcome to my world, there, John. That he does it all to me all the time.
That was so funny that I just thought, yeah.
Well, I thought I'd get you warmed up with something.
Oh well, go
lame.
Ahead, do it.
No, it's we're out of the moment now.
Oh, okay, it's past.
Yeah, I'll tell it later.
All right, here's the LBB. It's apparently me.
It's James.
Again. Hey, nobody's listening. I've just recently started following your podcast, and I love it. It's great having something funny to listen to on my way to work instead of bad morning radio talk shows. You don't even have to say bad. It's like, we know, morning talk shows. Anyway, there's a April Fool. Here's an April Fool story for you. While I'm at work, my friend, let's call him the Doc, his girlfriend talks to me and says, hey, do I want to help prank his car tonight while he's in class? So I said, sure. And we were going to toilet paper his car. Loving girlfriend right there. His class starts at 5:45, so we plan to meet up at the college around 6. I end up being a couple minutes late, and at 6, I'm a couple of miles away when my phone rings. It's Doc, and he has a test today, and it's done early. And he wants to come over to my house for a bit, and I didn't know what to do, so I told him I was on my way to Walmart and not near my house. So there's lie number one. I hang up with him and I call his girlfriend. Next thing, she's like, geez, I'm almost there. And I tell her, that's not it. And I tell her, what Doc just told me. And she starts getting upset and she called him a butt munch because he called me, wanted to hang out with me and not her. So I get off the phone with her. This should have been middle school drama, except it's college drama, believe it or not. And I turn around and I start driving back to my place. The gag's over, right? So a few minutes later, Doc calls me and starts yelling at me and calling me a butt munch. And and he was like this.
You lint liquor.
And he just got off the phone with his girlfriend and she's been yelling at him. Apparently, he had just wanted to hang out for a little bit and relax. And she thought he was still in class. And blah, blah, blah. Needless to say, my attempt at April Fool's prank had backfired, and now I was the fool, Chris, the professor. Chris, you're also the LBB of the week, buddy, because you came between a girlfriend and her boyfriend and a good prank. And so I don't know what to say. I just think it's odd that his girlfriend is trying to get with you, because that's what's really going on.
Really? Is that what's happening? So. Is that what you got out of that?
I did.
I'm confused.
I'm very confused.
I didn't want to say I was the only one.
Is this
a love triangle or a love rhombus? Because I'm confused.
I don't know. I think it's a love Rubik's cube, and there's a lot of things involved. It's probably not even a cube. It's probably the Rubik's magic, the magic rings, you know, that you'd flip and clack together. But yeah, apparently he was supposed to do a deal on the girlfriend. Heck with it. I don't even care.
No, keep going. You're doing good.
Hey, let's just make something up for this part.
News.
Let's move on to news. Hey, you know what? The comic of the week at NLcast.com. Every Monday, there's a new comic based on submitted material from our fans and listeners and stuff. And this week, it was submitted by Action Dan. So congratulations, Action Dan. Everybody go over there and check out the comic called, what is it? I don't know, Grocery Store Greatness. That's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah, so check that out. It's based on a true story, as all of the comics at NLcast.com are.
I have an apology to make then to Carrillo. Because I thought that was him based on a comment that he made. And, you know, because I don't really read, you know, the little grocery store stuff there.
Right, right.
And I just read the comments. And so, you know, I had this little smart something to say. But it really should go towards action, Dan. So, yeah, tell him that.
Well, I can't draw Koreans. I apparently can't draw anything but white people, because that's the only thing that's been in my comic from the beginning is white people. So I need to get some diversity in there. So
yeah,
Creo, send me a picture. I'll put you in a comic, dude. You deserve it after all the sponsorships. All right, we're obviously recording again live on Ustream, and we have a lot of people in the chat rooms. Thank you for joining us, everybody, again in the chat room, and you can join us too every Monday night at 9:30 Central. I don't know what that is, Eastern or Pacific or Mountain or Canada, but you can figure it out and join us.
We're not one big time zone.
Yeah, we're not. Sorry. But we do share the same big sky, according to Fievel's sister. Yeah. There's a big there's a big possibility that we will be doing a show next week, but possibly not on the 20th. The week after, guys, or guy, I should say. John, you'll be forgotten by then.
But, yeah. It's already going that bad, huh?
Yeah.
You'll be in the archives.
But, I'm going to Georgia for a week. And not close.
Come on down, buddy.
Yeah, not close enough to you to see you or whatever. But, yeah, I'm going down, and we're going to do some stuff, including Disney World. It's going to be great.
That's not in Georgia.
Don't tell Jenna. Yeah, I know. They moved it just for us. We're so rich. But, yeah, we're going to be doing that. And matter of fact, if there's going to be a show next week, we need to record it on Sunday night. So anyway, Trevor, there you go. There's your second big bomb.
I was going to say, we're going to play the game where you break news, except for this time you really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Break. I'd like to replace one word and make that even funnier. You want to do the place where we break wind instead? You really do. All right. And last but not least, I told you last week I'd have a special announcement about a project that I'm doing, and it's ready to be revealed. And that is a website called cleancast.com. Cleancasts.com, as I speak my partial tongue. It's a directory of clean podcasts. So video podcasts and audio podcasts. And it's growing by leaps and bounds already. We have about 26 shows listed. We're looking forward to having hundreds, if not thousands, within a couple of months. And I think it's an idea whose time has come. Podcasting, you know, set itself apart from regular media by being out there and be able to say whatever you wanted unfiltered. But I believe that podcasting will never truly be mainstream until there is a way for folks to be able to look through the same categories that are on iTunes, except know, hey, this content has been screened. And so everything on cleancast.com, it's not censored. We didn't go through and edit anything. It's submitted by the podcasters themselves, and we run through it and make sure it's either G-rated or PG. And it shows, just like Nobody's Listening, shows that are about Walt Disney World, shows that are about music and science and art, all the good stuff. It just happens to be clean. So check it out, cleancasts.com. And let your podcaster know when you find your next new podcast, let them know where you found them at, okay? That'd be awesome. And that's it. That's our big thing. So anybody else excited about that project?
I am. I'm raising my hand right now.
Awesome.
I'm excited. So you were actually involved with this?
Dude, I built this thing from the ground up. What are you talking about?
No. Then why are you number three?
You had to go there. Oh, my
God.
Well,
I'm just saying, you should have the number one spot automatically.
No, I actually need to say thank you, a big thank you to a man from webcomicsplanet.com. His name is Philip, but most people know him as Frumpf. I guess I'm saying that correctly. That guy actually built this thing from the ground up. I did some editing and added some graphics, and I modified it and changed it, but I told him I loved his website. He runs a webcomics website, and he was so kind in sharing everything. And he's not even done. He's been there to help me when I've broke his stuff, and it's great. So without him, it never would have happened. And I wish those of you that like webcomics, go over there to webcomicsplanet.com and check that out. So thanks, Frumpf. You're awesome, dude. So there you go.
Shout out to the Frumpf.
That's right. This is my boy.
Who, me? Who, me?
All right, middle school drama. Let's do it. Hey, hosts. I was talking with... What?
Wait. I was going to say, you got him again. You, you, he was about to say something, totally cut him off. It feels so good for you to do that to somebody that's not me.
Well, you know, I try to keep the show moving. I'm sorry.
I am the whipping boy. Oh.
But it's so much better when after we play the segment, we just go back to before the segment. Yes. That's awesome.
It has a nicer flow to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That way you can remind people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hey, we're not professional at all. We're crappy as the next podcast. All right.
Just blame it on the guest guy.
No, I can't. Hey, hosts. I was talking with one of my friends late one night. I was joking around. I started making up code names and giving them to various people. Doesn't that sound like a middle school thing to do? I called myself Tigger English Muffin or something like that.
Then now, what are you talking about, middle school?
Oh, boy.
I call myself Maverick.
I'm a maverick. I'm mavericky.
I call James Fluffy Bunny.
Wow. 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 Tigger English Muffin or something like that. He says, I gave a name to my friend's mom. And he's talking to her on the phone. And then her mom got on the phone and wanted to know the name I gave her. She didn't like it. It was something like Big Mama Bertha. It was off the top of my head, okay? Okay, we forgive you. Well, then before she handed the phone off, she said goodnight. But then when she said goodnight, she forgot my code name. And instead, she said, goodnight, muffin cakes. And all I heard on the other line for a couple minutes was laughter. Hope it was all right. Comedy rotten. So there you go. Living up to his name. Comedy rotten right there, folks. Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks for that. Yeah, I'd done that before. I called my girlfriend one time. This was Pauline. Her name was Pauline. I ruined her life. But she called, and I was like, hey. Or she picked up the phone. I'm like, hey. And she goes, hey. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I don't know. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Can I come over? I don't know. And I'm like, hi, Mrs. Castle. How are you doing? It's so embarrassed, and she's giggling. It was her dang mom. Oh, so glad I didn't say anything, you know, incriminating, even though our relationship, I assure you, was purer than Zac Efron and his girlfriend. So it was in the movie High School Musical 1, 2, or 3. So anyway.
Zac who?
Never mind. You are a loser.
You're not part of the cult.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fail.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, John will have seen High School Musical. We'll be right back. Peace.
This is James from The Gamecast, the show about all things geek, where we discuss TV, movies, video games, comic books, and anything else under that burning star we call the sun. Now, the only question left to answer is, if you're not listening to The Gamecast, can you really call yourself a geek? Check us out at www.tgcast.com. Thanks.
Featured story.
All right, you know what time it is. It's time for that featured story where we tell a featured story and featuring John Steinklauber. So, John, no pressure, now, man. Take it away.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning my last name there. if they can figure out how to spell it and then find me, then I'm going to blame you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody that listens to this show is smart enough to figure out how to spell Steinklauber.
Wait, you got the greatest fans on the earth.
I know, but it was actually self-deprecating more than it was about them.
Oh.
Anybody that thinks I'm cool, that just says something about them. So,
wait, I think you're cool, James. Aww. What does that say about me?
It says sad, sad things, pitiful things.
Oh, man, I knew it. What did I agree to?
Oh, man, well, you want to know this.
What's your story?
My feature. Well, this is a true story. There's no truth wrapping at all on this. Okay. Okay.
No lying like the devil, huh?
No lying like the devil. No, none of that. This actually happened at the church that we both attended when we were younger, back in the Dizzy, as you called it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but I don't think you were there that day, because I'm sure that you would have mentioned this, or lost your hearing. Well. To set the stage a little bit, this was a church. It was a Pentecostal type church, Assemblies of God.
Yeah, old school.
And we had old school, mm-hmm. definitely. We had chandeliers that could be swung from if needed to be, and we had a pastor from South Alabama
with one arm,
Lower Alabama, one arm. Yep, boy, he would get preaching, and that little stump would go to flying, and And you know, he actually had a pretty good right hook, which was interesting because he didn't have a right arm. And what? That's a different story. Anyways, I was sitting in the back, as any good teenager would do. And I was just back there, and it was a Sunday night. Okay, so you know that the real dedicated people come on Sunday nights. And so, of course, I was there, and my mom was up front. And I was sitting in the back, and my stomach was starting to rumble a little bit. And I thought, okay, well, this will pass. I don't want to get up in the middle of church and walk out because you know, it's just kind of awkward. You don't like to do it, right?
Right.
At least I don't, because you'd think everybody's watching me. Oh, what's he going to do? Mm-hmm. So anyways, I was back there, and I was back there with my buddy Jason. I said, Jason, man, I think I've got to let one go. And he was just kind of half paying attention. So, right, he's just kind of sitting there, and he just kind of nods his head like, okay, go ahead and do it. And I don't think he even knew what I was saying. He kind of had that glazed over look on his face. So I thought, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And so Brother James was getting to it, and he was loud, and he was –
I thought,
this is my opportunity. I'm going to take it right now. So I leaned over ever so slightly, and I let out what I thought was just going to be a little squeaker. Okay. And I thought, that's okay, because he's preaching loud. And then all of a sudden, he stops. And it wasn't a squeaker. I mean, the volume of what came out of my body could have been measured on the Richter scale in California. And keep in mind, we were in Georgia. I don't know. We had padded seats, so it should have been like absorbing into the seat or something.
It's a silencer.
But it came out so loud and so strong, it like bounced off the seats and then bounced off all the walls. So
it's
with
a
the people in the
church.
Front, yeah, and with wood paneling in the back, so I'm sure that had to do something with the acoustics. So what the people heard up front was, you know, the pastor going, rah, 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 and spit flying, rah, 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 and he gets quiet, and then, and it just echoed, boom, 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 boom. And it was such a horrifying sound. Mothers reached for their children, and fathers cried in fear. And there was I on the back pew. And, you know, I think my friend even ran off because I just remember being there all by myself all of a sudden.
Something was running off, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom looked back at me and her head like turned really slow. You know, like sort of like the
she
exorcist.
Knew. Moms know the voices of their kids no matter which end it comes out of.
When she recognized my funny thing was, is the guy, one of the guys up front thought it was her. She said, no, it wasn't me. It's a boy in the back.
Some boy but, I don't even know.
Yeah. That way. I heard about it on the way home too. I don't think if she knew if she should give me a high five or, you know, slap me in the forehead. Oh, so man. I don't do that anymore, by the way. I'm sure
you've changed your ways.
I have completely. I'm a reformed man. Mm-hmm. And I know what Beano is.
I just imagine the people in the front row just like, is this the wind of the Holy Spirit that we have been waiting for? Verily, I say it is not. It is a spiritual force, but not holy.
It was a thunderous voice.
The thunder came down from heaven.
To me.
And fire and brimstone and the smell of sulfur rose.
Get thee some fresh air in this place.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
I'll blow him away there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
In
the vast expanse of a timeless place where silence ruled the outer space, ominously towering it stood, the symbol of a spirit war between the ultimate of good and the morning star. Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you remember that show we did at the place that you lived in right next to the church?
Yes, that was the Bomb Diggity. Dude, we were doing human videos before there even was human videos. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know. We were awesome.
We were cutting stinking edge and we didn't even know. There was people. There was people there. Were you Jesus?
I think I was God. No, your roommate was Jesus.
That's right, because he looked like him. Harvey.
Yeah, he had the full beard.
Harvey. I think I need to tell some stories about Harvey.
Harvey? It was that his name, Harvey?
Yeah, it was weird living with a dude that looked like Jesus. It just really was.
Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he's standing there. And you're like, should I go or not? Because, you know, he looks like Jesus.
No, you're just thinking, is it time? Is this my hour? But no, yeah. If you know what I was quoting, by the way, you email me and I'll draw you a picture. So yeah. I can finish it. I can finish the end of it and then we'll move on. This is so inside baseball, it's not even funny, but 10, wait a minute, God. 9, stop, he's counting wrong. 8, his eyes. 7, his fingers are twitching. 6, where's this light coming from? 5, he's alive. Oh, wait, no. Oh, no, 2. Dang it, I messed it up. 3, no, 10. Wait a minute, God. 9, stop your counting wrong. 8, his eyes. 7, his fingers are twitching. 6, where's this light coming from? 5, he's alive. 4, oh, no, 3, oh, yes, 2. He has won. He has won. He is alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord. Salvation at every tongue. Oh, man, yeah. I'm not even going to say the name. To say it is to bring blasphemy to the name, the great and mighty name. So don't even mention his name. Plus, really? He'll probably sue us for rebroadcasting his krizzle. So.
Oh.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I will tell you later. And anybody that doesn't know, check the show notes after you've listened, and we'll give some little tips so that you can be inside. And if I can find a link to this song... I will tell you the whole history of it on a later show because you need to know. I can tell the story of that night at Halloween. That's good stuff. John, we'll have to have you back on, dude. That's good stuff. I did not know you were in that. That's so rad. All right.
Yeah, man. Oh, that was cool.
It was cool.
We're having a little geek moment here, Trevor. Sorry to leave you out, buddy.
You guys just have your little love in there. I'll be off to the side here. That's okay.
All right. We'll move on.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we do have a little bit of that, except I forgot to pull in all the voicemails, so we'll just read some emails, okay? Okay. Hey, James and Trevor, nothing but quality. That's all we got, just quality. Hey, James and Trevor, I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning, but this is the first time I've ever sent in an email. After listening to your big April Fool's joke in episode 102, I thought of a question that I wanted to ask you. Not really Trevor, just James, sorry. So, yeah, you're rejected yet again.
Oh,
fail. He just stole your line. We don't even need you.
Yeah, I am totally.
I should
redundant.
Be packing right now.
I am redundant now.
Okay.
And you repeat yourself. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. I really freaked out at first when I heard, but you guys made me stop and think. What was that? You said you were okay. But what made me stop and think was that you guys said you were moving to Geek Loves Nerd to once a month, but canceling Nobody's Listening. What? And this made me think of my question. If you had to choose one podcast to continue, which would you choose? Lucas. Now, Lucas, this is a hard question. It's a very hard question.
And I'm listening.
Yeah. But I would have to say, I mean, Trevor, you can't blame me. I'd have to say the last podcast that I would cancel would be Geek Loves Nerd. I'd have to. And not because of anything else. I mean, it would be hard to let go of thousands of downloads. It'd be hard to let go of the foundation of everything that I've built online. But my relationship with my wife and the connection I have with her, because and it's been strengthened through the podcast, not because of the podcast, I couldn't let that go. And so there you go. Sorry.
So you're choosing your wife over me.
Yeah, you should be actually pretty happy about that, because to go any other direction would make you worry. I would worry for you if you weren't. Hi, James. I'm listening to episode 71 right now at work. Well, you're a little behind. And I had to write in and let you know that this episode just shows why your show is the best and I've listened to it, or why it's the best I've listened to. I'm listening at my desk at work with tears running down my face, trying to make sure that no one is looking at me. I've had one time where the woman who sits next to me came over and asked me if I was okay because she thought I was crying at my desk.
Mommy, why?
When David was doing when David was doing his weekly update about putting his tongue piercing back in, honestly, your reaction was better than the story. The fact that you were sitting there with your head in a trash can drooling, getting ready to throw up, and he kept going with the story is classic James and David. My favorite episodes so far have always been the ones where you and David, usually, when you get to laughing so hard you can barely talk. Now, Trevor, she's not caught up yet, okay? So don't take it personally. This is not yet another slam on you.
I was going to say, she's going to be horribly disappointed when she gets to the newer episodes.
I have about 30 episodes left to get caught up, but when I will be going through withdrawals. I won't be able to listen to the podcast all day, every day at work. Sure you can. You just start over. Love the show. Keep them coming. By the way, I was in the chat room last night for the first part of the show, and that April Fool's joke was not funny. Sherry Brinson. So there you go. More backlash. Dang.
Backlash.
Hey, James and Trevor, I just started listening to episode 102, and I heard Trevor's opening story. I'm a fanatic martial artist. And by the way, his opening story was about his daughter putting 2 feet of feet of fury right across his jawbone and in his ear.
No, it was my cheek and my throat, and actually.
And you're right into your aorta. I'm sorry, I thought he was a big-headed guy. I am a fantastic martial artist. No.
I kick your butt.
I am a fanatic martial artist and teach children Taekwondo class every week. Trevor, he's a Kung Fu Panda. Trevor's daughter sounds like a natural, as she can perform things that children much older and much more experienced have difficulty doing. Taekwondo is a great martial art and is known for his dynamic kicking. It's also an Olympic sport and could be a great opportunity for Trevor's daughter. If she becomes interested, Trevor might have a gold medalist in the family. Thanks for the great show, Paul. So there you go, Trevor.
Gold medalist.
Just keep dropping that chin down near those pads, those feet, and you could be raking in the dough, dude.
It's like, hey, what you gonna do about that? Naturally want to kick me. That's great. Whoopsh, whoopsh. Something like that.
Right. It's an investment in the future.
Right. Was that your fate?
Hey, here's the last one. Dear James and Trevor, due to the flooding in my hometown, me and my little sister had to evacuate to Minnesota where we have relatives. During the flooding, it got to the point where I couldn't sleep. Thankfully, that was the night we evacuated. Fast forward to April 1st. Over the past few days, I had noticed that something just didn't seem right about one of my shoes. Then one day, I took the time to look at them. I'd been wearing 2 different sneakers the entire time for days. I called my mom and told her this, and she thought it was April Fool's Day joke. This led me to going out with my sister and relatives to buy a new pair of shoes. Anyway, I'm home now, and the Red River is supposed to crest a second time. Please pray for the people of the Red River Valley so that the second crest isn't as bad or worse than the first one, Kathleen. Well, we sure will. So thousands of people, send prayers and well wishes to the folks in the Red River Valley, and Godspeed, and river, dry up. So there you go. A command.
Send the water over here. We need it.
No joke. All right. Well, I guess that's our show, guys.
What?
No, wait. We have this. Trevor was about to pee his pants. I already know. We had somebody send in our first mashup ever.
We had one for our 100th.
Well, okay. But this is like the first one we didn't request, right? Is that right?
Okay.
I'm terrible. I'm very embarrassed, but I have apparently forgotten who sent this. I'm trying to look it up real quick.
John, entertain the folks.
From a podcast.
Yeah, so what I was saying was the day that I went to the store,
Hey, did you just put me on mute?
No.
Oh, okay, because it got awful quiet.
Did you just get a feeling you were muted?
Yeah, I felt like I was talking to myself for a second.
Oh, well, I can't remember. I'm used to that. I'll put it in the show notes if I can find it. It's a terrible, terrible thing to do, but here it is. Why is there water? That's funny stuff right there. Even the free gone.
Ouch.
Yeah. Send me an email. I'll draw you a picture. Just kidding, I won't. Y'all call it village?
So
this is just not in the will of the Almighty. We're going to be tainted. Something's bad going to happen. So
that stuff is flammable.
Oh. Something fresh to say.
Something new to say.
Creo the man, or Creo / corn on the cob man. I don't know. Holy Krizzle. But just keep spamming them.
Tell them anyway.
Yeah, make them sorry that they ever sponsored. Let it be known in the official wiki that James is the LBB. Okay. You guys up in Canada, you know, you got nothing.
I was following direction. I am a good actor.
I'm from Georgia, lady. I don't have anything funny this week. My God. That's funny stuff right there. All right. So thank you. We appreciate it.
That's funny stuff right there. That's
funny stuff right there. I sound dumb, y'all. I don't like.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
I don't like mashups anymore. I sound stupid. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Well, like I said before the show there, it's like, you know, at least you might have a mashup where the only thing that I say in it is not, I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah, so that would be good. But yeah, you have to say memorable stuff. You have to say random stuff like seashells are for cows. Don't you know anything, FODOTS? See, that kind of stuff makes it in it too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you have to say participation, precipitation, tiny squat, you know. Stuff like that.
I'm not wearing any pants. No.
Fail.
Dang it.
You did it. Was that a fail recorded?
Yeah.
You ready to freaking die, doo-doo head?
It never gets old. Let's play it again.
You ready to freaking die, doo-doo head?
See, I love the freaking die part myself.
I like the doo-doo head because you're not going to expect it.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah!
I love that kid. He didn't get his medicine. And so his dad's trying to sing the theme song. Kid's freaking out on him.
Is this the real life?
Is this real life?
Is this real life?
Oh, man. We got to get out of here, guys. It's our time. Whoa, wrong button.
That's what it sounded like in the church that night. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was like that.
It was a big giant for Tartar. But anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Check us out online. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gehobers for the theme song. Thanks to our spouses. Thanks for everybody who listens. And thank you, John, for joining us today, bud. Thank you, Trevor, for your last show. We appreciate it.
Don't start stuff like that, man. People will hate on you again.
All right. Till next time. Remember, when you tell a story, tell it like nobody's listening.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, webcomics, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Fiddle Faddle McGee Sputnik. Put that in your remix.
You chomp chomp.
Chomp chomp McGomp.
Put that in your pipe and not smoke it.
Yeah! Speaking of which, when's the last time you saw a bubble pipe?
What? I got a bubble whistle.
I think they're outlawed. Dude.
I got a bubble butt. Does that count?
It looks nice on the church.
How'd you get my pipe on?
I'm remixing the end song. Listen.
Lint liquor!
Yeah.
What's she saying?
Yeah.
You lint liquor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lint liquor.
Boy.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Who told you that was okay?
All right, so this is something I just found in a time capsule, apparently, and it happens to be the lyrics that John and I wrote together. We did write it together, John, so you have to share some of this. But it's in my handwriting. A rap we were going to do back in probably 90, maybe 88, maybe 89. I don't know. Because I graduated in 91, dude.
Okay. I graduated in 93.
Oh, boy. All right. Here it is.
This is that math stuff. That's hard.
This is terrible. It's a Christian rap, okay? That just makes it even worse. I don't want to read this. Here we go.
Christian rap is like.
Okay, I can't do it. It starts off so J. I ain't kidding. Okay, here we go. I'm JK, and then you were supposed to say I'm JS.
And I'm a JS.
Listen to God, because he knows best.
Oh, no. I'm starting to remember this. Oh, no.
We're new kids on the rock. Oh, my God.
No, I think I've blocked this from memory.
We ripped off the New Kids on the Block. Oh, my face is so red, dude. Oh, my God. Okay. We're New Kids on the Rock, and we love the Lord. With him, you'll never be bored. Because he's got a Nintendo.
No, it's not in there, is it? It should be if it isn't.
He died for you, and he died for me. He did it all so we could be free. Boy, those are just stretching the limits of rhyming, aren't they? 3 in 1, so very close, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We should thank him every day for the stuff he's done, sending his son, for the battles he's won. He's the only one for you. And then I guess there was supposed to be some break. Dooka, 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 dooka.
Yeah, some awesome drum solo.
Oh, of course.
Cha, 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 cha.
Oh, wow. Wow. No. Oh, it gets worse. We're here today to plainly say Jesus Christ and his life is the only way. I'm JK.
And I'm JS.
We don't wear leather shoes. We don't wear no vests.
Wait, we did wear vests.
I know. That was later. That was later when we were in the band.
Okay.
3 nights, dude.
3 nights, man. I played the bass.
I played the guitar, and I was the lead singer and the songwriter.
You did everything.
I was all in all.
If you had 8 arms, you could have been the band.
Oh, my gosh. We go with Jesus Christ because he's the best. He passed the test. Apparently, there was a test to be Christ, and he passed it.
He aced it, man.
Congratulations.
Okay, you're in. You get tenure.
You're the son of God.
You get tenure. Jesus Christ, he passed the test. Ignore the rest. Amen. So all the other guys that applied and failed, ignore them. That's the gospel of Kennison right there, folks. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. I have to.
You know what? I know I've got to have something somewhere in the house that I don't throw anything away.
Neither do I, apparently. I should.
Maybe you should have thrown that one away. New Kids on the Rock? Oh, no.
If I'd have read through this, I wouldn't have read it. That was the worst. That's just so embarrassing. That shows how uncool I was.
I was right there with you, man.
We were going to take over the world.
I considered not going to college for this, dude.
Oh, God.
We're going to make it big time with this stuff. Woo-hoo!
No. Nobody's listening.
Yes, they are.
No.
Yes!
Nobody's listening.
Yes, they are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.